hey, it's Max Fun Drive time, and if you can pledge just $5 a month to support our show and help make it possible, we are going to give you boatloads of bonus content. I have a sampling for you of the Sawbones episode for this year. It's a very special episode featuring my brilliant and charming daughter, Charlie, as she asks children's questions about medicine to Sydney. Is a hoot, is a holler, is a delight. This is just a sampling, but you can hear the whole thing if you can go support our show at MaximumFun.org/join. We hope you'll consider supporting it and us, and I hope you enjoy the clip.
I saw one that I like a lot, and I want to do it. Mama asked you about this before we started recording.
Go for it.
This is from Eliza, age 11. I would like to know, when you get stabbed, do you take out the sword or leave it in?
That is a great question from both you and Eliza. And it makes me wonder how often have you been stabbed with a sword, Charlie?
Never.
Well, good. I like that answer because I feel like I should know about it if you had been. So generally speaking, assuming you are whatever you have been stabbed with, and let's say it's not just a sword, like maybe you've been impaled by something that you fell on or in some sort of car accident or something, it's usually better to leave it in place and immediately seek medical attention. Generally speaking, that's what we recommend. So I guess if you are in like a fantasy novel and it is an epic sword battle, that may be difficult. But out here in the real world, we usually say, you know, just like hold it in place, put pressure on the bleeding.
Yeah.
And get to the nearest hospital ASAP. That means as soon as possible.
I know.
Okay. Please. What's your next question?
Next question. I want to find something. Ooh. Oh, I found one. I found one that I really like.
Okay.
So this is from Ginger, age 5. I really like that name. My daughter Ginger asks, when you're talking to someone, how does your brain tell your mouth what to say? Thanks, Jen. And it says, P.S. She also asked if Charlie was going to answer this one. That's why I immediately, as soon as I saw it, I did it.
Well, Charlie, do you know when you're talking to someone, how does your brain tell your mouth what to say?
I'm not exactly sure, though. One second, I'm going to get a tissue.
Okay. Well, should I go ahead and tell Ginger the answer, or should I wait for you to come back?
You go ahead and say it, then just tell me when I come back.
I'll tell you again later. Okay. Fair enough. Ginger, that's a great question. Our brain is kind of like the control center for everything. It's like the master computer that tells everything in our body what to say through a system of nerves. So we have these tiny, thin little, it's kind of like wiring. They're not wires, but you could think of them like wires that take messages from your brain and send them all over your body and make your body do all the stuff it does.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. One last plug, MaximumFun.org/join, helping us keep making stuff.